How did it used to make you?
Well, the French Quarter was really real interesting. They destroyed a lot of it.
Yeah, they.
And it was so much more fun then, and so much more real of the old New Orleans to see then than there is now. Last time I went down there, I went with a friend. We went on the boat, and didn't go on the same boat that I had gone on before. This was a smaller boat that went and showed the wharfs.
Down in Mississippi?
No, it went in the harbor and showed you all the boats that were from the foreign countries and everything. And then we had a big rainstorm and we had to come inside, and it was a smaller boat. There's another big boat we can ride on. I've ridden on it several times.
When's the last time you were down there?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a good many years ago now, I think.
What would you call the French people that live down in that section of the country?
Some of them are called Creoles.
What's a Creole example?
I wouldn't know how to tell you. they're just part French and part German, I think. They are
mixed. They're always white, though?
Yes, they are. They're not of the black. They're not mixed with the black race, the Creoles are not.
What do you call the people down around Lafayette, the French-speaking people down there? The baby Creoles?
Well, I really don't know too much what you'd call.
Did you ever hear the term Kunan?
Well, that's a man might use that, but a woman would never use it.
Would never use
that expression, no.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that they are. They're French, I guess, because it might be used in term of some in a derisive way if they were French and they were not of a better class or something. Might call them that. But you never hear a lady use that. I don't think you hear any on-air person use expression.
What would you call white people that you kind of look down on? They don't try to do anything for themselves. They don't have any money or any education or anything, but they don't try to work.
You're talking about hippies?
Well, but earlier than that, though. That's
hobos? Bombs?
What about poor white trash or crackers? Did you ever hear that?
Well, I heard of poor white trash. I don't know whether I've ever used. I may have heard the word crackers, but I don't remember.
What does poor white trash mean?
Well, generally they don't have any big ambition and they won't go to school and they don't have any pride.
Is that a term that you would use, or does that sound pretty bad to you?
Yes, it does. I wouldn't go around using it.
What about terms like
redneck? I might think it, but I wouldn't use it.
What about terms like redneck or buckra? Do you ever hear that?
I've heard redneck.